The Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lane, what makes you think your boyfriend Caleb's cheating on you? You guys, have, I mean, your email makes it sound like you've been together forever.
Well, we've been together for 2 years, and I went into his bathroom and just last night, and I saw condoms. When we decided to be in a committed relationship, we stopped doing that.
Okay, so the big million-dollar question is, did you ask him about it and you think you're being lied to, or are we doing the heavy lifting and finding out what the heck is going on?
Yeah, and he said it was his friend.
Oh, likely story.
Well, I mean, if you go out at night, maybe he left them there.
He left them at their place? Maybe.
That's
a stretch, though.
Okay. All right.
I can't wrap my brain around that one, but I need to know.
All right. Well, let's find out. As they say, if it fits, you must have quit.
Okay. All right, let's call him and find out.
Yes, let's call Caleb. Now, don't say anything until we find out what Caleb puts on the card. If it's not for you, that's a good indication on what's going on, and they really can't lie after that, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Caleb, please.
Yeah, this is he. Who's this?
Hey, Caleb. My name is Andrea. I am calling from Flowers for You, and I'm calling today with some good news. You are the winner of our monthly giveaway. One of your friends must have tagged you in our post on Instagram, and we randomly selected your handle, reached out to them, and got your information. So I have $50 in beautiful red roses for you to send.
Wow.
So I just need the name of the person you would like to send them to, and I'll enter that here in the computer.
What kind of a thing is this? Is this some, like, kind of trick or something? Is this, am I going to be tracked or something? I mean, like, how are they going to know it's from me?
We can send them anonymously if you'd like to. We just ask that maybe you tell someone in your life about our services. Would you like to keep it anonymous, or do you want to send it as you?
Yeah, I mean, anonymous would be great for me, Yeah, nothing shows up with my credit card bill or anything, right? I mean,
No, Caleb. We don't need a credit card or any of, you know, your information. There would be no, I guess, connection other than if you would like us to sign the card in your name.
All right. Why don't we do it anonymous? I'd like to send it to Brittany.
Okay.
If you have the letter, like, it comes like a letter or something, right? Like, to say something on it?
A card, yes. I can write a couple lines there if you'd like me to. What would you like to put on the card?
How about something like, this can't be anything more than what it is?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
By the way, that heavy breathing is from your girlfriend, Lane.
Wow.
She heard everything. But you're on War of the Roses with the MRO Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters, and you're cheating.
Well, why don't you ask her why she was cheating on me?
Who?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about with Ryan.
I didn't cheat on you. That was way before we were together. I've never cheated on you, Caleb.
You talked about it whenever he comes over every now and then. You kind of, like, think about it and, like, remember what you did with him and stuff. I mean, that's, like, emotional cheating. That's, like, the same thing.
Oh, I'm so confused here. Okay, everyone in your corners. Lane, are you cheating on Caleb?
No!
Okay, what is he talking about then?
Brittany's boyfriend, Ryan, and I used to hook up, but before I was with Caleb, like, long before I was with Caleb. And I was very open about it. I don't lie and I don't cheat.
So you know who Brittany is, too?
Yes, I do.
Caleb, you hooked up with Ryan's ex, this girl Brittany, to get back at Ryan?
Yeah, because he was my girl. And so that's the kind of thing. I mean, if you're going to my girl, I'm going to your girl, you know? I mean, that's kind of just how the world works, right?
No,
Caleb, that is not. Who thinks like this?
Even if he was trying to get back at Ryan, don't you think that you would hurt Lane in the process?
Look, they hooked up, and I hadn't hooked up with Brittany. So, therefore, he's got one up on me. So now what I need to do is go get with Brittany so that then everyone's on an equal playing field.
And wow.
That's
what I did.
Who are you?
And Lane claims cheating never happened. And so you were
no.
You're that adamant about this. You really believe that she cheated on you?
Yeah, she did. I mean, she did. There's no other way around it.
But she says it was before you guys got together, and I have a tendency to believe Lane.
Yeah.
Caleb, I'm not f***ing lying. I didn't cheat on you. What have you made up in your mind?
I don't know. Ryan tells me differently.
How long ago did you hook up with Brittany?
With Brittany? I mean, that was like a month ago or so.
Oh, so since you've been together.
And P.S., sure. Why are you sending her the flowers?
Sounded like breakup flowers. The note was, this can't be anything more than it was or something.
But a month later?
Yeah, that's weird. That's true. Good point. All right, Lane, I think you got your answer.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. You going to dump him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know you anymore, Caleb.
Yeah, this is weird. The whole
getting this is very strange.
Getting back at your best friend.
Look, I do love you, but I don't want you to have one up on me. I want it to be a level playing field, and I think we could still work this out. I mean, I think we could still be together.
No, Caleb, I'm sorry, but my life isn't a game.
But at least you know.
At least I know.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.